have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and how y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, testing, I gotta turn this way up now. Whoa. Testing, otherwise I can't hear myself. My voice is not in my headset.
What about the other thing?
Which one?
The Jesse one.
What about, turn that up?
I don't know.
We got some technical problems, folks. I don't know if I can do this today. Let me see. Testing. Okay. My biblical question for this week. Brand new biblical question. Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you still want to listen to the show, why it is happening, but you got to go and do what you got to do. Work, run, walk, whatever. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is amazing. Because it's Tuesday again, and they come fast. Yeehaw. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me. lunch is perfect peace.
Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It is truly and truly a spiritual battle between within each individual. It is happening not on the outside of you, but on the inside of you. And you think, because you believe the lie, it's happening on the outside of you. Until you really start to pay attention and watch what's happening inside of you. And you truly will see. And it drives some people crazy to find this out too. But you will see that something has made a home in your mind and in your emotions, and it dictates your whole life. It causes you to be miserable. Fake happiness, which is misery, and bad habit. It's like they piped a voice into your head or something, and you didn't know it was happening. And it's like having surgery, and they put you to sleep for the surgery. And when you wake up, because when you're asleep, they inserted a machine in your mind. And that machine dictates your life. It talks to you. But because you're asleep, you don't know that that's something else that's working inside of your mind. You think that those voices are your own, but they pipe them into your mind when you were sleeping. And now you're awake, eyes are open, but you're still asleep, not knowing that there are these voices inside of you, and they're not your own. And those voices causing you to act and do some crazy things, not only to yourself, but to others. It tells you, or they tell you, what to do, when to do it, how to do it. It's like this pipe is inside of this wall of the mind, and it can't get outside of the wall of the mind. And because you don't know until you start to wake up that there's these voices inside the wall of your mind, and they operate through you. And you don't know that these things are in you. And they make you treat yourself in a certain way, a bad way, horrible way. They make you sad. They make you revengeful. They make you lonely. They make you identify with everything that's wrong. They make you vicious. They make you gossip. They even made you go out and try to hurt others for the thrill of it. Isn't that amazing? And you think it's you because you won't wake up. And if someone were to investigate the voices inside of you to see what's going on, because at one time you were a nice person when you were a little kid. Very little. But they tell you, hey, when you were in surgery, they inserted a machine inside of your head, a pipe, and this machine is feeding you all type of voices. And they're just inside that wall of your mind. Wake up, wake up. See what's going on. And most people are like, no, I don't want to see that. Leave me alone. I want to stay grumpy. I want to stay jealous. I want to be insecure. I want to be angry. Leave me alone. Do not wake me up. What's wrong with you? And they shut the door and go back into the room and stay asleep. But once in a while, one person, maybe two, but one, they hear you knocking at the door, they answer the door, and they like, yeah? And you tell them, you know what? You're asleep. Wake up. Can't you hear those voices in your mind? Don't you feel the fear, the worry, the gossiping, the jealousy, the envy in your mind? Wake up. Wake up. And that one person out of the thousand, they're like, wait, let me see. And then they realize, I do hear voices. I didn't know that those voices were piped inside of my mind. I thought it was me. Thank you, sir, for waking me up. And they stay awake. And they overcome those voices. But that's rare. Most people reject it. And they stay asleep. And they walk through life asleep, thinking that they are awake and hurting themselves and others. And this is happening inside of every human being. I challenge you, prove me wrong. Pay attention to the voices in your head. And just a little attention for those men and women who want to overcome. I realize most of you don't. You love your thrills. The thrills of hurting yourself and others. It's a thrill for you. But for those men and women who want to have a real life, an awakening life instead of a sleep life, that's what Christ said. Christ told you to wake up. He came as the light, as the example, so that you can see and wake up. But most people don't want that. But for those men and women, pay a little attention to those voices in your head and see what they say to you. When you first wake up, they're already talking to you inside the wall of your mind. They're going in circles because they can't. Darkness cannot overcome darkness, so they can't break out of the wall of themselves. They need the light. They need someone, that person that's knocking on the door telling you to wake up. The light is saying you are asleep and don't know it. If you pay a little attention to them, give them a little attention, which is the light, paying attention to the darkness, they are not going to like you for that. Just like other human beings who don't want to wake up, they don't like the people who wake up. They're like, what, dark? They turn against you. They try desperately to hurt you. We will not let you get away, they say. And your own family members, people you don't even know. But once you pay a little attention to the voices in your head, that little attention will give you more attention, cause more attention, and no one can stop you. But you got voices in your head. And they made you do crazy things. I heard of a... I don't have all the details yet, but up in Washington somewhere, there was a major fire either yesterday or the day before. And I didn't hear the whole result this morning, but I heard on the news that they caught a guy that they think started the fire. You know what I mean? People lost their homes and everything. And they They say, according to the news, and again, I may be wrong. I may not be saying it exactly. But they say this guy that started this fire also killed his father. What would make a human being kill their own parent? Is it them, or is it the voice in your head? That little voice that dictates what you think and how you react. Have you ever thought about that? Why not work on your life, do something for yourself, finally? Work on your life. Work. Faith without work is dead. The world is gone crazy because of those voices in the head. I really want to encourage those men and women who want to wake up and don't want to stay asleep. Pay attention. Just a little attention. It's weird. It's interesting to what those voices say to you inside of your head. And notice that your lips are not moving. You're not talking. But you definitely hear your voice. And you're not saying anything. And what they're telling you, for most people, they would never think of that themselves or do that to themselves or to anyone else. If you pay attention, why not wake up? Because it's going to get worse. Those voices are evil, which causes human nature to become evil. Be evil and treat each other with pure evil. This is why if you paid attention to the voices inside your own head, you will stop thinking about what others are thinking and what they're saying because you know they ain't no good. Human beings are not that special where you need to spend 1 minute thinking about what they're thinking or what they're doing. I know they think they're special, but human beings are not special. What the? You just think you're special. And then the voices make you think that they are special, and they are not. Oh, I lost my parent, my son, my daughter. The neighbor down the street died. And you lie, and you say, when they dead. Oh, that neighbor was one of the nicest, kindest, thoughtful, friendly, giving people you ever would have known. You lie because when they were living, you couldn't stand them and they could not stand you. But you say that when they die, you know you're lying. But it feels good to lie because the voices say they're dead. So lie about them. And you do it all for the thrill. I want to give you some examples, and then I'll take your calls, of what these voices, and these are like outward examples that we see in the news, but look at your own life and see examples inside of you of what you think about others in your mind, in that wall, inside of that wall. The thoughts and the feelings that go through your mind concerning other people. It got nothing to do with you, but you're all into it as though it does because you're not paying attention to the voices in the mind. You think it's you. That guy, Mondami, up in New York, bless you. Someone sneezed in the studio. He is the so-called mayor of New York, a Muslim. And I have no pity for the people in New York because they voted for him. They got what they voted for. And remember how they were saying that they don't like the idea that you have to have a ID to vote. They say you should be able to vote no matter what. Illegal aliens, it doesn't matter. You should be able to vote. And then the number of people who agreed with that, when common sense would say, no, you need an ID to vote so we make sure the elections are fair as possible. It was that way before. Remember when in the good old days you had to have an ID to vote? And you showed that ID to prove that it was you. They don't want you to have an ID to vote, but Mondami up in New York wants you to have an ID to get free food, to go to the market, to get government food. Fox News, Mondami game plan for government-run grocery stores faced criticism on Monday after a city official told reporters a library card, ISK, a library card, library, right?
Wrong.
What?
You had it better the first time.
Library. Whatever. A library card-esque system may be employed to prevent abuse of the 30% discount market, New York Post.
Question about the essential basket of goods. Mm-hmm. You said they're going to be 30% cheaper than they would be at the grocery store down the street, or even if there's one not down the street, if it's a food desert. How are you going to keep people from taking advantage of that, you know, that deal, basically? And is there going to be a limit on the number of items that someone can take that are discounted at that level from that essential basket?
So our RFP makes very clear that this is a program for New Yorkers to be able to put food on the table, not a program for people to be able to make a quick buck through reselling. I'm going to pass it over to our EDC head, Jeannie Pack, to add some additional details.
Yes, so if you look at our RFP for the operator, we are looking to make sure that we target New Yorkers, whether it be at sort of a library card-esque thing, and also we manage who's buying and that is focused on everyday New Yorkers. So we are mindful of that, and so we're going to make sure that we have all the things in place to make ensure that that does not happen.
Oh, see, all of a sudden, ID matters. How come ID matters now, but ID doesn't matter when it's time to vote? All the voices in your head. Socialism is about control. It's about control. You're being controlled in the walls of your mind and outside of the walls of your mind inside of others. You got those two females standing there agreeing with that. Wake up and be free. Wake up and come outside of the walls of your imagination. Every human being has to do that if they want to be free. If they want to be free. Most people don't. I understand it. They want ID to buy government food, but no ID to vote. Which is most important, voting or government free food? See how they lied to you? And then you still vote for them, even when you realize they've lied to you about what they're going to do for you. 50, 80 years go by, you still vote the same people in, getting the same result. because you said, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, and I'm going to die that way, you say. And so whatever come by, you're going to vote for it. At an event at the White House on Monday, President Trump reacted to Mondami. This is from Ford.
Mr. President, New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani is requiring an ID to access his government-run grocery stores. What then is your message to Democrats who do not want to pass the Save America Act and ensure, ID at the ballot box?
This was just announced. Yeah. I heard about it. Yeah. Well, I wish they'd have an ID to access the voting booth. You know, they don't want to access the voting booth with any identification. We want voter ID. And we want proof of citizenship. Well, he also had a thing where you had to have two different IDs to shovel snow during the winter, right? So that's a very friendly question. I like her. Who are you with?
One American News, sir.
Very good. All right. Good question. Very good. A good group, too.
Amazing. I like her. What do you think is driving these people? It's the same thing that's driving you. And unfortunately, if I can use that word, it may not be unfortunate because you got the life, you have the life you want, a miserable life. This is why you don't know what to pray for others. You just ask God to let His will be done. Because you don't know what they want. People want miserable lives. They want jealous and envy lives. They want the thrill so that they can rejoice in hurting others. People really rejoice when they, you know, God said to warn to the man or the woman that rejoices in someone else's pain, right? It's trouble for you. Satan said, hey, rejoice in the pain of others. And you follow the devil because you're following the piped-in thoughts that made a home in you when you were a kid. And you woke up to that when you came out from under the anesthesia of the trauma, men and women, and you've been living in that pipe controlled by that pipe noise in your head, not knowing there's somebody else on the other end controlling you. There are others on the other end telling you what to think, where to look for the answer. Look inside that same wall that created the problem for you. And you keep doing it. And tell you what, next time it's going to be different. And you believe it. She smacked you upside the head. And you didn't defend yourself because you've been told women have to let a woman beat you to death. And she's been told you can pound on him and he better not touch you. And you do it and he allowed it to happen because that's what you've been told. Outside of you, inside of others. And then their voices remind you of that. And now you're afraid to function. What was that? Oh, I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Don't forget, it's summertime. Support us through the summer, too. I know you're on vacation, but we still have work to do. So don't forget to donate to our work, to the work, helping us to help others as you have and are being helped. We got to help one another, all right? Go to, you can, if you want to mail your donation in to Bond, make your check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D. And send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090. L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND and make a donation. 800-411-2663. Or you can just go to J.O.P. Talk. .com. JLPtalk.com. Or you can scan the QR code. So you have no excuses. And I hear people tell me, oh, I got to donate to you. I got to help you. I don't know why I want to do it. I'm like, what the? We are 501c3, all right? And so you get it back at the end of the year. You can scan the QR code. And thank you all for helping us through the summer, through the winter, and the fall. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And James Hake is on fire. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Oh, Lord. If you have not been listening to the American Anchor Baby, it's nobody's fault but yours. It may be your fault. You're missing it. From 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. I think that it's really, 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 really amazing. Just think about this. If you just pause for a moment and let it cross your mind, we are all created by God, from God, by God. And we call ourselves human beings. We were created by a source that loves us. We came from love. Nothing but pure love. Think about that. Light, love. Created by the same source. But once we get here, look how human beings treat one another. Look at the things that you think about yourself and others. There's no love. And you were created by love to be of love on earth, to love one another. There's no love. Rarely, except for men and women who are waking up around the world, do you truly see someone that love others. 99.999%. 0.9. Not all, but 99.9999% of human beings hate one another. There's no love. There's only hate. Think about that. Something has to be wrong for a majority of the people, except those men and women, are waking up and returning to love, to truly love one another. Isn't that amazing? Men and women hate their own image. And the things that human beings do to themselves and others is mind-blowing to me. I do counseling every day, Monday through Friday. And the things and the tears and the hurt and the things that not only are the voices putting you through, but others are putting you through is mind-blowing to me. I understand it, though, but it's still mind-blowing. It's just literally mind-blowing. Don't you know that you are created by love to be of love and nothing else but love? He sent someone here to tell you that and to tell you to be free and love one another. Love your enemy. Not emotional love, not mama's love, because real love is not emotional. If you're emotional love, you're evil. Love is not a feeling. I want to know what love is. I can tell you what it's not. It is not a feeling. That's why that goes up and down. You have it, and as soon as someone disagrees with you or don't do what you want them to do or act the way you want them to act, you don't love them no more. I don't love you no more. No more. No, no more. No more. You don't love. Because he never loved. Mama love you. She love her babies. Until her babies say no to her. Until her adult babies don't return her phone calls. It's amazing the stories I hear of how mothers act when their adult sons and daughters try to have an independent life. If the father's around, she try to convince the father to attack the adult children. Boys and girls, men and women. She attacked themselves. She build an army against them she hound-dogged them on their texts and emails and stuff. She won't say, okay, you're right, you're an adult. I've done my part, I got you to adulthood, I wish you well. But she has no love. And the father don't have love either because he won't even protect his own children from their mothers, from their brothers and sisters. What a mess this is, hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. You got to stand alone, folks. And then you'll be able to deal with all people in the right way. You can be with the crowd. When the party is over, you can go home at night and not cry or feel lonely in the car while you're driving home. Feel like, oh, all of a sudden I feel empty. I feel afraid. The party is over. I'm going to go home and smoke some pot so I can go to sleep. As though you're not already asleep. It's a spiritual thing. It's not physical. What do you think would cause people to go to, anyone really, to go to In-N-Out Burger and just start shooting at other people who had nothing to do with them? You shouldn't even shoot them if you did come in contact with them, but shoot strangers and kill people, wound people. We told you about the story of the shooting at the In-N-Out Burger place. Update. We have a little update on it. NBC News. Details on the victim of a mass shooting at the In-N-Out Burger that left 3 people dead. Think about that. And 7 injured. Here's the update.
Tonight, this man is being credited throughout Idaho for trying to stop a gunman. Armed with an AR-style rifle, who opened fire Saturday afternoon outside this Twin Falls In-N-Out.
Everybody's running.
Sending people running for their lives. An off-duty trooper and the man seen here confronting the shooter in the drive-thru now being praised for their bravery.
We believe their actions helped drive the suspect away from the scene, preventing further casualties.
Pretty crazy. He was standing up there and without hardly any cover for quite a bit of it.
3 people were killed, including Ashley Garibay and Christopher Klontch, according to their families. A Klontch family spokesperson calling him a big giver with a huge heart. In-N-Out's owner adding, he took the precious lives of our associate and customers, innocent people who never saw it coming. 7 others were injured, including taxi driver Terry Dudley, shot while charging his car in a nearby parking lot.
It's a miracle that Terry's alive. The man was definitely aiming to take his life.
His son, Michael, sharing an update on his father's condition.
He's in pretty rough shape, but, you know, it's to be expected. But they're doing everything they can.
Police say the 24-year-old suspect died from a self-inflicted wound. Just 9 days after welcoming its first customers, this In-N-Out is now shuttered, a somber reminder of the lives forever changed here.
Amazing, huh? The same voices in the head of this alleged accuser for shooting. That's the same voices inside of your head that tell you that you're lonely, that you're stressed, that you need to be ambitious. You need to work your finger to the bone. That tells you that you have fear. You need to be concerned about what others think about you. That tells you to judge your fellow man. Look at him or her. Who do they think they are? It's the same voices that tell you to go out and fight the abortion people or the anti-abortion people. Go out there and fight. Don't let them do what they want to do to their own bodies. Don't let them kill their children inside the womb if they want to. And then they tell the abortion people, fight with them back. They try to stop you from killing your own children. Instead of telling you, you know what, go about your business, do your own life. They tell you to fight. They tell you to go out and fight ICE. ICE is trying to protect the American citizen from the illegal alien. That ain't right. You love the illegal alien more than you love the American citizen. Go out and fight ICE. Not knowing that you've been brainwashed is that someone that is encouraging you to do it, not only inside your head, are getting paid to get you out there. They're making money from it. You get it a thrill. You're fighting ICE, and you're getting a thrill from it. This guy been accused of shooting these people. It's not like he shot himself. Who do you think influenced him to do that? Who? It wasn't you. CDC and Pew Research data showing U.S. gun death breakdown as roughly 62% suicide. 62% of the people who commit suicide do it using a gun. Think about that. Satan is like, you know what? You ain't worth a damn. You don't matter. Your life, did I say damn or darn? I meant darn. Why are you laughing?
Well, because you said dang.
I said dang?
But I came in because you're saying the stat wrong, which it's fine. You're black.
Okay. It said data shows U.S. gun death. Breakdown as roughly 62% by suicide.
Yep.
That's what I said.
And then you translated wrongly.
Oh, what did I say wrong?
You said 62% of the people who commit suicide do it by gun. And that doesn't say that.
What does it say?
It says 62% of the people who get killed by guns get killed by their own hand, by suicide.
Whatever. Y'all got it now, right? My bad.
Sorry.
It must be my fault. 35% homicide with mass shooting fatalities under 1%. When excluding gang-related incidents, emphasizing their relative rarity. Whatever. It is so amazing. The devil is busy. Something else is controlling human beings. You doubt me? Prove me wrong. Pay a little attention to, just for this day alone, how this thing talked to you in your head, what it tells you. And it goes around and around in that wall. Within that wall, these thoughts are behind a wall inside your mind, and they go round and around in a circle in that wall, giving you all type of suggestions, feelings, thoughts and feelings, and do it this way, do it that way, take him or her back, they'll be better next time. Marry this older woman. Marry this younger man. Marry this that, and it doesn't work. Have children. Take away his children. Take his money. You're inside of a wall. You're in love. You're in hate. Hate this person because of their color. Say that you hate them because of they're black or they're white. They're white. They're black. Amazing. This guy, according to the story, got a gun, went over to In-N-Out, a Christian cafe, by the way. And they shot innocent people who had nothing, according to the report, nothing to do with him at all. Who do you think told him to do that? Where do you think the idea came from? Think about that. Why don't you do something for yourself finally? Work on you. Pay attention to you and forget about everybody else. And work on you. And let people live the way, have the life they want. Why don't you lay your weapon down? Neither be for, don't be for anything or against anything. What an amazing way to live, huh? Just imagine living a life neither for or against. What do you think about that, hate?
That sounds nice.
Do you do it?
A little. I do it a little.
Neither for or against.
Right.
But Satan tells you, you got to be for something. You got to be against something. He's lying to you. God said you don't have to be for or against anything. You don't have to be for it. You report it on the news like we're doing, but you don't have to be for it or against it. Because the people have the life that they want. Super, super.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Kale S yesterday gave a, he's been a member for 14 months, and he says, Jesse, have you ever had a time in your life where you lost most of your friends?
Yeah. But I realized that they were never my friends, so I didn't lose. I discovered. I didn't lose a thing, but I gained everything by realizing the word friend is just a word. Amazing. Just like the word love is just a word. It's just a word. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate your support, too. Thank you.
Thanks, as always, Kale.
Yeah.
And Heat, biblical question answer.
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
Both, says N. Heat. They work in unison. The law chastises, the word restores, and love makes us whole, says he.
Thank you. I appreciate your input there, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And Lori with the BQ answer says God's laws changed her life.
Thank you, Laura. That's amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
She said, the devil interpreted God's, quote-unquote, words for me, and I was confused and remained asleep. God allowed me to see I'm in hell because I'm breaking his laws. It changed me forever. That changed me forever and put me on this path back to life. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Amazing.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you,
guys. Thank you all. Amazing. When I come back, your phone calls and the rest of your super chat. The hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 AD, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. JLP will be right back. Jesse Lee, to your calls, we do see them. We appreciate them. Hang tight, callers. And we'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories. But it is hake news, not fake news. The future of AI, according to far left, off the deep end extremists, but I still read them anyway. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. The future of AI looks extraordinary, but who gets to decide its limits? White House officials, white on the inside White House officials, will meet today with the top AI companies to discuss new frameworks or a new framework for reviewing advanced AI models before they are released. Be glad it's not Obama or Kamala or Biden in the White House right now. You better be glad. Election Day, a key round of 2026 midterm primaries gets underway today as voters head to the polls in five states: Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, Virginia, and Washington. Many will be watching Michigan, where Representative Haley Stevens faces Abdul El Sayed. Interesting names, huh? For the Democrat Senate nomination. Democrats view this race as critical to their hopes of reclaiming the Senate majority. Other competitive contests across the country could also carry national implications. We'll see what happens. You heard JLP mention this. There was an arson arrest. A man is in custody after being accused of deliberately starting one of three major wildfires in Spokane County, Washington. It looks like Spokane, but it's pronounced Spokane, Washington State. The fires have burned out of control since Saturday, consuming more than 8,000 acres with 0% containment, so said officials. More than 700 structures been destroyed, nearly 65,000 people forced to evacuate their homes. Speaking with Commie Nonsense on Monday, Washington Governor Bob Ferguson said the arson arrest only deepens the absolute anguish of those who had lost their homes to the flames. Whatever that means, I don't get him. But Jesse Lee had mentioned that the guy, the suspect, had killed his father, according to reports. And yeah, I looked it up on the AI, and he had killed his father back in 2010 over amidst an argument about washing dishes. Something crazy. It's like a 20, 21, 22-year-old young man killed his father, shot and killed his father, turned the gun on himself, but he didn't succeed. Went to prison for like 12 years-ish, and then he got out, and then he starts this fire, allegedly. Crazy. Anyway, that's the story. According to the AI and my memory, which may be false, okay, info may be false. The Middle East, President Trump, Monday, warned it is Iran's last chance to reach a deal with the U.S. and end the war again after calling off strikes and agreeing to continue talks. This comes as he claimed the U.S.-Iran talks would begin Monday and that a Strait of Hormuz agreement was in place. Tehran, of course, the capital of Iran, they denied any negotiations were underway. Trump recently also unveiled a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. That's over in Gaza. It appears far from finalized, according to CNN, as Israel's strikes on Gaza have intensified and the death toll there continues to rise. But you know what I heard about going back to the Iran situation? They said, please don't, according to Trump. Trump said it was going to be the biggest attack since World War II on Iran. But the Saudi crown prince or king or whatever, he said, we would much rather you not do it. And Iran themselves asked not to. But Trump says that the Iranians are incredibly duplicitous. All right? And so they're pretending like, oh, we don't have any. And so, according to him, they're the ones lying, not him. Interesting, huh? We'll hear about the Blanche nomination vote in the next hour. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world,
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. And hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which changed your life? Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God? The words of God or the laws of God? What changed your life? Which one? Or did both do it? Some people say both did it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, but you would love to still listen to the show, you can. It's been made possible. Podcast and listen on your phone while you move about by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. It is amazing. Let me go to the busy phones. What a mess. And you know what? It's going to get worse. But you can live right here on earth and have perfect peace in the midst of everything that's going on around you. You will see that it's happening to them. It's not happening to you. Men and women, if you wake up, wake up! They are trying to destroy you from within and without. Let me go to first time caller, Virginia. Out of Virginia. Andrew, you are on the air.
Morning, good sir. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy Men's History Month, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Happy Men's History Month to you as well.
Thank you.
To answer your question, I thought about it a little bit, and I think the words of God, because it came
through. The biblical question?
No.
Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
In a way, I have to say both, but I think the words, because it came from my stepfather, and he was probably the most honest man I ever met, and probably the reasons he was in the positions he was in life, for being so honest about everything in the world. His beliefs helped me to actually get to where I wanted to be. A couple years back, I was doing work for, I guess what you could call the secret government. And I was told I was dangerous because when you can influence people and you can sway them, other people in power don't really care about that. You know, they view you as an obstacle more than anything. But I still do work for one of the groups, of the four groups. I'll mention the first three, secret government, and the Illuminators, or Illuminati, whatever you want to call them these days. But all the groups fall under an umbrella, you know, whether they're the Skull and Bones or whoever. Everything comes to a head. There are people that tell the banking industry what to do. There's bosses for bosses. And I was drafted into it because I was so intelligent, or the ability to influence and persuade others. Kind of like Epstein Island, you don't get into it unless you got a little dirt on you. So, you know, mine was getting in trouble. But I concluded with my adolescent activities, and I ended up getting on the horse and climbing the hill of success. Found myself meeting people that I never would have dreamed to meet. Even my family doesn't even really know about most of this, because the best place to hide is in plain sight. And one of my only regrets is kind of not realizing early on what was really going on, because I would have supported it. And in a lot of ways, you could look at it now and say, well, we saw what it led to. And that was one of the reasons I was brought into it, because I could think like them. I can think like 10 moves ahead, like a chess player. And I won't divulge too much about what I really did, but I was good at solving problems. I was good at figuring out what would happen, what would come from it, where it would go, and how it would be, and what to look out for along the way. And everything that's going on with Antifa and all this other stuff, I and others helped kind of create it. We cooked it up so they could have something to do, you know, because more or less the question was, how do you keep 8 billion people showing up to work? And a lot of these people, I feel bad for them, but in the essence of money, you know, they were useful. They were useful for the future uses, I guess, from what I understand. But I missed my colleagues. My career has been pretty much blacklisted. But I still serve a purpose, so that's the reason why I'm not in the ground.
How old are you now?
Just turned 39.
What is the Illuminati? What is that?
Well, basically just a collection of, you know, investors, decision makers, influence, you know. Now what it has become, it basically has kind of been corrupted. Because I won't even talk with I won't talk with a lot of my Freemason colleagues, because they kind of, everything has turned into a business, and they've kind of decided to run their business in a poor fashion. Instead of looking at future, they look at, growth. They're not looking at a stable, they're banking on something that isn't going to be there, I guess is what I'm saying.
So Illuminati is a group of people with money who are trying to control others?
In a way, but it's not all as bad as it might seem. It's there's good people, too. And there's a lot of good people in there. It's just
why would
kind of
a
like
good
how the
person be a part of Illuminati?
Maybe they've gotten themselves into having a family. Maybe they have a mortgage. You know, maybe they don't want to lose what they've got going, and they just have to continue partaking in the, you know, in the process in order to survive, I guess.
But if they are good, then they wouldn't be concerned or worried about those things.
Well, yeah, I completely get that.
So why do you call them good?
Oh, I'm not saying they're all good. I'm just saying everything serves a purpose. They're useful like a finger on a hand.
For destruction?
Well, I mean, possibly in a way. I mean, like, I didn't really realize that this whole Islamic invasion was going to turn into what it was. If I would have known that, I would have reversed my course a long time ago. But now, ultimately having to deal with the ramifications firsthand, and it's not, it's kind of like a punishment as well, you know, like, I'm not saying myself per se, but a lot of people I worked with, you know, we all kind of knew what was coming, and we all knew that, I mean, except for me, obviously, because I got kind of pushed off that burner, introduced to another burner.
So but, are you still a part of all this stuff, or you gotten out?
Well, in my position, there really isn't any getting out.
What do you mean?
Kind of like being important, but you can't get rid of something because of how valuable it is.
So you are important to these people?
I guess. I'm still wondering. I'm still wondering because I don't have what they have. I'm still meant to live in these delinquent situations, even though I'm much more intelligent and capable and better handling of certain situations than most people I meet. I'm not downgrading anybody in society. All I'm saying is, you know, like, so, I get sent to these areas like Norfolk, and it's like the, like Jesus going to the ghetto.
So you are smart and important to these people. If you tried to get out, would they hurt you? Would they kill you?
No, because...
So why don't you get out?
Well, from what I understand, and there's a reason why people don't know all the facts, the public information, private information. There are things at work that, well,
why don't you get
out? I guess in all actuality, I'm not allowed to.
But what would happen if you get
out? I mean,
out?
I know I just, kind of like what's happening to me right now. No work, you know, even my education has been thrown aside, you know, degrees.
If you're real smart and you say that you are what you are, why don't you start your own work, your own business?
Well, I've been contemplating that.
Why don't you do it?
Well,
you say you're really smart, right?
Yes, but
so why don't you just start your own business if you're real smart?
Because I think I've kind of been turning into that, what you've been calling a weak man. I think slowly, somehow mentally, I've been allowing those things to creep in and be just affect me. You know,
Why are you doing that? Why you allow that to happen?
Well, every time I talk about a certain tech that I've learned about, the first time my car got rear-ended, second time my front end got smashed and almost totaled the whole thing. There's more ways to ruin somebody than just, you know, sending somebody out with a, you know, a three-tier team or something. But you're right. You're right. I've been contemplating this. I have made some poor financial choices, I want to say, in the last 10 to 15 years, whether it was becoming a pothead or an alcoholic, which I quit the two. I'm now drug-free and alcohol-free. I I have no excuse.
You said that in response to my biblical question, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God? And so how did the words of God change your life and you're afraid to function?
Well, that actually has been my main question. I've been trying to understand through prayer how I'm not following God's will.
Well, I thought it changed your life. You said the words of God changed your life because of your stepfather or somebody.
Yes.
How did it change your life and you're still afraid to function?
I think because same reason I would tell my colleagues in the past, or I would tell them now, is because I'm wrong and God's right. I keep fighting him on a lot of things.
But what I don't understand, if your life is changed by the words of God, why are you into all those things now? When have you been changed from and to what? By your stepfather, who you said were very honest, and that the words of God changed your life, from what to what?
Yes. You're really good at this, I will say, Mr. Peterson. I changed it from being a young adolescent who was good at theft, I guess, good at being a criminal, to realizing that he wasn't a good criminal, to realizing that he actually wanted the things that other people had, and then finding himself in situations where he was helping, as he thought was helping, guide the world in ways, realized that he was more lost than he ever thought. So he decided to speak his mind. It cost him everything. And now I just try to, do a little bit better every day. And I'm not around strong men, which I've been really trying to get back to.
Where's your stepfather?
He passed away a few years ago.
Oh, okay. And so if the word of God changed your life, why do you need to be around strong people? Why is it that your strength is not coming directly from God?
Mainly because in the past when I would act as if, or when I would act on what I was praying and reflecting about, when I showed confidence, I was around the wrong people, and it would always affect me much deeper, because I thought I had the connection, and I guess I don't, to be honest with you.
How you feel about that?
It makes me want to continue to undermine the secret government every single day.
Why not forget about all that, walk away, and live your life, a real life? Why play that game with the devil?
Yeah, to be honest, I do not know anymore.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
You're not married with children or anything?
No.
And so how do you deal with being alone? Are you in hiding?
No, not really. I'm not hiding from anything.
Okay, well, how do you deal with being alone?
I just kind of accept it, I guess.
What did that mean?
I don't. Well, I'd wanted to get married at one time, and we were madly in love. Her family hated me. I somehow let it slip through my fingers and became so upset that I closed everything off, wouldn't talk to anybody, wouldn't trust anybody, and focused on my work. And kind of it's all I had. You know, the only two good things I was ever good at was figuring out you know, where the truth was and playing hockey.
Do you have a what's your question for me?
Yes. Yeah. If I may ask, because at many times, you know, I've wanted to be like Mr. Kirk. You know, I'd like to, I've watched Mr. Charlie Kirk's videos, and he has everything that I ever wish to have. And how do I begin to absolve myself and let the Lord bring those things into my life?
How do you know what is it that he had you wish you had or have?
The ability to get people to think lively on their feet, whether it's through debate or arguing, how to explain things to other people calmly, coolly, and rationally, studying the right things to be able to bring them to people so you can watch the change that God wanted originally to happen right now. And
why don't you want to be, why is that you don't want to be you instead of trying to be like anyone else? You're never going to function well as long as you're like someone else. Why don't you desire to be you and not
well,
like anyone else?
I do desire to be me.
But you want to be like Charlie Kirk.
Oh, I'd like to have his speaking abilities.
Why?
Just the charismatic nature of him alone was.
I know, but it's evil for you to want to be like anyone else. You're never going to be yourself as long as you want to be like someone else. Whatever Charlie Kirk had going on, that was for him and with him. You do what you want, but you should not want to be like him, me, or anyone else. You should want to be you so that the spirit of truth can use you and your talent the way that he gave it to you. You shouldn't want to be like anyone else.
This is true.
So I would suggest you drop that one. Let me, because of time, let me ask, have you dropped your anger?
Not all the way, I don't think. Well, kind of like I told that Baptist preacher in Texas, I don't know if there's anything I could say to get you to believe me.
You get me to believe you?
Yeah, it's
you
I
don't
mean,
need me to believe you. You need to know the truth for yourself, not you don't need anyone else to believe you or anything. This is your life, and you need to live your life. Why don't you drop your anger completely? You said not all the way. Why not all the way?
I'd probably say for when anger is necessary.
Anger is never necessary. There's never, ever, ever, for any reason, any situation, a reason to be angry. Anger is evil, and anger keeps you away from the light of God and keeps you away from becoming yourself. There's never a reason to be. I don't care whatever you've gone through. It's all that you may have gone through a lot. But with all you've gone through, there's never a reason to be angry. Because it's your fault. You did
that.
Yes. And no one else to blame for what you have done.
That is true.
How can God help you when you don't love your enemies?
That would be incorrect. Mainly,
what
I love all these people.
If you have anger, you love no one.
I think that's what made me probably good at what I used to do. Is I wouldn't carry anger into situations. I would understand why they did what they did, and I'd have to come up with a plan from that. But, well, and or not.
That's intellectual. That's not love. But let me ask, why don't you drop your anger now completely so you can finally have the life that you were created to have? God cannot help you. The truth cannot help you as long as you are unwilling to repent of the evil heart. Drop the anger. You're never going to be helped by the true helper until you're willing to admit you're wrong for playing God yourself by holding on to anger.
That is very accurate.
So why not drop it? Instead of letting the devil tell you a reason, oh, well, anger is okay for this reason. You need anger for that reason. That's a lie. Anger is an evil emotion that destroys all human beings.
That's the truth. I agree with you.
So why don't you drop it?
Well, I don't even know if I got it.
You don't
Truth
know.
Be told, I don't think I don't think it. I don't think I have it.
You don't have any anger at all.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and quit blaspheming and say, yeah, there's got to be, because obviously I called you and I had something to say, so obviously there's got to be.
Have you forgiven your mother?
When I've said it, yeah, but then I've said it, but I know where the feelings go when things don't, you know, turn out my way. So I don't know if I have. I mean,
have you gone to your mother and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
In the past, but I don't know if I don't think on my heart if I actually meant it, because...
Is she still living?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's around.
Why don't you go to your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you? And forgive your stepfather for what he's done to you, so God can forgive you and make you free. And your whole life will change. And you will be in control of your whole life. And no one on earth can touch you. But you got to forgive.
Yes. It's tough. I mean, I only say that because I don't believe I've put all the effort I could into it.
Right. You're not as smart as you think you are.
Well, none of us are.
No, we're talking about you for now.
Yes, sir.
If you were smart, you would forgive. If you were smart, you would love your enemy and not hate your enemy. If you were smart, you would let go of this idea of a past or future, or wanting to be like Charlie Curry or anyone. If you were smart.
I see the wisdom in what you're saying, because I can feel it right now.
Yeah.
I can understand it. I've crossed this bridge many times, and I've always walked back.
It's time to stop looking back or going back. It's time to stay present and always live in the present, neither in illusion of a future or an illusion of a past. Are you doing the silent prayer yet?
No.
You know about it?
Oh, a little bit, if you could refresh me.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And what I recommend for you, do what you want, but I recommend you go and forgive your mother. Don't ask them for forgiveness. You forgive them. God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer and your whole life will change.
Yes, sir. You say freedom.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuilding the man. And call me back and let me know how it goes.
Today? You want me to call you back?
Well, after you deal with your mama.
Well, yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
Mr. Peterson.
All right. Back in a moment.
There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Okay, I do shout-outs, birthday shout-out, shout-out, and they're amazing. I do shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, congratulations shout-out. Whatever your shout-out is, I will do it for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans, FANS/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And the men's forum this Thursday night, it is the first Thursday of the month. What now? Welfare checks comes in. The banks are long lines at the bank with the welfare checks people. It's best to wait till the end of the month or near the end to go to the bank because it is the first Thursday of the month. So men's forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. every first Thursday of the month. Don't worry, ladies. Your forum is coming to you on the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., all right? Like the video. Check out my merch. It's amazing merch. Coffee, silver coin, coffee, books, T-shirts, mugs. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Let me go into the busy phones here. I want to go Dennis. Dennis out of Illinois. Dennis, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Dennis.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
No?
No, I cannot hear you okay.
Oh, okay. I don't know why. Last time I called you, we had the same problem.
Right. We had the same problem because I wasn't able to hear you okay.
you know that last guy you talked to, I think that's the longest I've ever heard you talk to anybody since I've been listening to you in the last 25 years.
What a mess. Well, sometimes some people need a little bit more time, so I try.
I'm not complaining.
Right.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I know. Believe I don't hear you complain.
Oh, no. That wasn't a complaint. That was a compliment.
Right on.
Jesse, would you allow me, I know you would, allow me just to read a couple of words from James, the Apostle James?
The Apostle James?
Uh-huh. James chapter 3. Just real quickly here, this came to my mind.
All right, go ahead.
Verse 6. I'm all gazely. I sound terrible, but I'm going to read. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members, and it defiles the whole body. And sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. That's the tongue. That's the word that come out of our mouth.
The tongue is evil, man. Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
There you go.
The tongue is a mess.
And last thing here, and every kind of beast and bird or reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no man, get that, no man can tame the tongue. does that not sum it all up, Jesse?
It really does. That's amazing, Dennis.
Well, you know, God is amazing.
Absolutely. Life
and
death.
Go ahead.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Well, the Bible says we are dead. We are dead. Especially if you're spiritually dead, you'll never know what life is all about.
Yeah. Amazing.
So you have this is not a compliment, but I've been watching past episodes of you back when you were a much younger guy. You have not changed one bit. Your stance has been the same. Your words have been the same. Your attitude, your everything. You've been stalwart. And I want to just thank you. And I want to thank God. And I want to thank you, Jesse, for being the godly man you are.
Well, thank you, Dennis. I appreciate that. I want to encourage you to stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. All right?
I'm 82 years old. I've never been happier my whole life. I'll talk to you.
Right on. You're 82?
Yep.
You're older than dirt.
Well,
God made
Dennis
first, and then he made dirt.
Well, I will tell you that Ben Franklin really was. Everybody thinks he was. He was really a great guy.
Amazing. You went to school with Ben Franklin?
Last time I talked to you, it was about when in school down in Arkansas. You know, you told me you had in class, you guys read the Bible and said the Pledge of Allegiance. That was our conversation back a few weeks ago.
And
I'm beginning to realize that I thought there was a lot of people that think like we do, but I'm finding out there are a lot, but there sure aren't as many as there used to be. I can tell you that.
I know, man. What a mess, huh?
I never thought I'd live to see the day where I'm almost afraid when I go out in public to smile or want to tell a joke or something. It's like they want to call the FBI or call 911, you know?
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're right, man. The world gone crazy, Dennis.
It is. It's like last time I went to the doctor's office last week, I was all cheerful and everything. I was like, people are just looking at me like, what's wrong with that guy? He's smiling. He's 82 years old. He's going to die, and he did it. And, you know, I'm happier now than I've ever been, and I'm less worried about death now than I ever was my whole life.
I know.
I'm looking forward. I know people say I'm crazy, but I'm looking forward to it. I actually get to shake hands with him down the road.
Amazing. Oh, God. Dennis, I appreciate your call, man, and I hope you live for another 80-something years.
Listen, man, you made my day. You helped make my life. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, all right?
Okay, partner.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Amazing. Long life. Anthony is a first-time caller out of New York. Anthony, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir.
Awesome. I just wanted to call in and thank you, man. I did. I went and forgave my parents, and it changed my life.
Absolutely. What did your mother say when you went to her?
Surprisingly, my mother, she was nice about it in the moment, but afterwards, she still tries to bring it up, and Yeah, I know she ain't too happy about it, but she'll be all right.
Yeah, you wish her well and leave her in her hell.
Oh, yeah, she loves her hell. She's always creating her own hell.
That's for sure. What a mess.
Yeah. And I got a 2-year-old daughter, and you know, we have my mother watch her once in a while, and I just had to cut that off too, just because I can't have her. I don't trust her.
Right on, absolutely.
Yeah, she go live in hell. She loves it,
and she will pass it on to your daughter if you let her stay around her.
Absolutely, I told her the other day, right to her face, that I don't trust her. And, you know, she can't take my daughter out of the house alone or do any of that stuff. And she lost it. She went off. She got all angry and screaming. It was a mess.
Did you go, what the?
Yeah, I was like, what the? Get behind me, Satan.
Well, just don't resent her. She cannot help herself.
No, I don't. I don't resent. I don't resent anymore.
Right on. That's
I'm
cool,
not
man.
Angry. I let all that go. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm not angry.
I love that. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, Anthony. It only gets better.
Amazing.
It really, really does. And if you stay with it, and I encourage you to, eventually you will have a clear mind, and in everything you do in life, whether it's physical things or spiritual things, you will have a clear mind. You will function with a clear mind. So stay with it.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Amazing.
I've been trying to get my wife to forgive her parents now too, but she's a little nervous about it.
Why?
I don't know. She's just nervous about it. She's scared of mama.
What did you tell her? Go and do it, even shaking in her boots?
I did. I said those exact words.
Yeah. But she won't.
I listen to you and I. No, she won't do it. You got any advice for me?
Yeah, let her know that if she doesn't overcome that anger, she's going to do to your daughter what her mother has done to her, because your wife has no love. She only has hate. And so she's not going to be able to love your daughter. And when you're not around, or even if you're around and not paying attention, she will destroy your daughter. She will rebuild your daughter in her image, because she doesn't have love. She can only have love when she forgives, and then love will take over. But she's not going to have it, real love, until she forgives. That emotional love is not love at all.
Okay. All right.
So let her know she won't be able to help herself, because she doesn't have love. She will destroy your daughter. She's not going to be patient with your daughter all the time. She's not going to, she's going to be irritated by all kinds of things. And she will turn your daughter against you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so be honest with her, but don't be angry at her.
Yes, sir. Understood.
Right.
Okay.
I wish you well, Anthony.
Same to you. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome,
brother. God bless.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Isaiah from New York. Isaiah, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is
well,
Isaiah.
Jesse Peterson. Woo! Oh, man. But yeah, I'm calling because I'm good at a lot of stuff. Like I play guitar, I could play music, I could record, I could iron work. And do a lot of stuff, but you know, I had lost my leg recently, like in 2005. I mean, well, 2004 November, and I you know, I got one of my legs amputated. So, but now I you know, I have a prosthetic, so I'm able to walk and things like that. But and I have a new place, but right now that I live in, and you know, I'm good at a lot of stuff, but I don't have, like, the, you know, I don't know if I should be creative or, you know, be in my, you know, be influenced by things to to like start my own, you know, like start my own business maybe, or, you know, I was thinking about starting like my own clothing line or bag, whatever company or whatever, you know, and, I wanted to do some stuff, but, I wasn't sure if I can't just go out and just do it for some strange reason. Like, I feel like I have like boundaries on myself because of the spiritual warfare and also just working with people. Sometimes you just see that they're not like, really spiritually, they don't really care about, you know, how they are, you know, spiritually, you know, like, they just kind of run amok, kind of like without repercussions on what they say, you know, and things like that. So I don't know how to find that, I don't know if I should even do it, you know. Is it okay to be creative, you know, like.
Do you have a job?
Yes.
So you go to work every day?
Yes, I have I work as an iron worker, and I work as an iron worker.
So
and,
just go to work every day, do your job, stay present, and I promise you, you will find yourself doing. If there are other things for you to do, you will find yourself doing it without even thinking about it. Don't be trying to pursue anything. Just live your life, do what's in front of you to do. And if you stay present, I promise you, without effort, without being ambitious, without thinking about what other people are thinking about it or however they act, you would just live your life and it wouldn't matter. You would find yourself doing what you're supposed to be doing without your effort.
Okay. Yes, because I don't see myself probably working as an iron worker for very long, and I've been working DoorDash at night, you know. And my dad got me an electric bike, and I've been just working like all night, like DoorDash, making like $250 a night, you know.
Would you rather do that than do iron work?
$250 a week, but the iron working is kind of tiring and on my body a little bit because now I have one leg, so it's so even more tiring.
Why don't you, if you can earn a living doing a DoorDash, then do that.
Just do that, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
If you can pay your bills and keep food on your table, and, you know, do what you want, of course. You make your own decision, but do that since it's difficult for your back and or your body, and then you know you lost one leg. Do what's in front of you to do it. Don't think about the outcome.
Yes, you know. But on top of that, that's what I was thinking about, like just starting because I know I'm good at a lot of stuff, but you know, I was thinking about starting
but don't think about that.
I really want to do it. Okay.
Do what's in front of you and what you should be doing. If there's anything else you should be doing, I'm repeating myself, but it's going to happen naturally.
Okay. Is that the same thing when it comes to say if I want a relationship, right? And if I want to have kids. You know, do I go out and look for the girl or
no?
Or do I just sit there and wait?
What you should do, but do what you want. Want for nothing. Because if you want for these things, you're going to find these things and you're not going to be happy. You're going to be miserable. Don't want for anything.
Yeah, I'm so tired of dating. It's disappointing a lot of times.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I put a lot of effort.
That's because you're not supposed to want for anything. There's nothing you should want for, but let life add unto you if you stay present and walk in the light instead of your imagination. It will add unto you what you should have. Yeah. So stop wanting, Isaiah.
Yeah, yeah. The people that want is just lost, right? They don't even know.
Right. Absolutely.
Once you get it, it's just like, oh, it's not even what I really wanted. Then you lost again.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So stop wanting for anything and just do what's in front of you.
Yes. Okay, okay, okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Jeff. Stay with us. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All Thank right. you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There was a biblical question, right?
Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
You know, I want to say the laws of God, like following the laws, you know, like keeping a sound mind and just certain things. I think it's probably the words, probably. It's probably more of the words, but I think it's honestly, it's probably both. And then, because you bridge the gap. You bridge the gap with both, I think.
The laws of God and the words of God change your life?
Yeah. Because I think they bridge each other's gap from each other, you know, to make it make sense. You know, like the words and the law, you know, it just makes sense, like together.
Well, I appreciate that. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Daniel V, welcome new JLP show member. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel V, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Daniel B. I appreciate your support. That's amazing.
Robert.
Thank you.
Robert Five Coffees, no message.
Thank you, Robert. Amazing.
Nikki, biblical question answer.
Which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God?
God's law. By loving God first, he has given me a place to rest where I can lay my head before him. Let him take away what was never mine to carry and show me who I really am. It's the greatest gift. White Heart.
Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to say I respect my elders, but I just couldn't help the fact crying laughing about poor Martha Reeves trying to sing the national anthem, LOL. And Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. LOL laughing faces with tears coming out. However, in all seriousness, why did they allow her to embarrass herself like that? Emoji.
Who's that from?
Mike Young.
Mike. I don't know, Mike. It may be her fault.
She might have thought that she could sing like she used to.
Right. What a mess.
See you on Jesse Love. Simply the best. Do you like Turkish baklava? And have you seen the Yeti Bigfoot while you're in California? Is it just not real and made up? Keep it puffy, Hake.
What's this turkey? What?
Turkish baklava.
What's that?
I don't know, but we've had Armenian baklava.
What is baklava?
That's that flaky cake stuff that we sometimes get from the Armenians.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I not had the turkey, but I had the Armenian.
We got to read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you, Sion. I love you back. Amazing. When I come back, your phone calls, well, straight to your calls. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
We'll be right back.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? I was telling you about the Todd Blanche upcoming nomination vote. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to meet today, if they haven't already, for a potential vote on Todd Blanche. President Trump's acting attorney general wants to be the official attorney general, Trump's pick for U.S. attorney general, right? Todd Blanche's confirmation is likely to advance after he formally rescinded Trump's anti-weaponization fund on Sunday. Government weaponization greenlit thanks to these Republicans, right? I'm kidding. Info may be false. Half kidding, really. The move came after two key so-called Republican senators threatened to withhold their support unless the program was ended. Sources tell Common Nonsense White House deeply involved in the negotiations. Trump denied seeing the details of the deal. And cyclosporiasis deaths from that diarrhea from the, you know, the iceberg lettuce. Some of it went to Taco Bell and other places, perhaps, maybe. Two people in Michigan have died in connection with the state's cyclosporiasis. Again, pardon me if I'm butchering that word. Outbreak. It's a human poop slash diarrhea passed into food, and it gets in the food, and you don't necessarily cook the food because it's just lettuce. Why are you going to cook lettuce? Gross. But you might. And then it gets in your stomach, and it's a parasite. Ah. Health officials reported that on Monday that they died, marking the first known deaths linked to the multi-state outbreak of the diarrheal disease. Both individuals had significant underlying health conditions that may have been worsened by the parasite, so said officials. Cases of cyclosporiasis, or sporiasis, maybe, probably, I don't know, typically rise in the spring and summer. But this year's outbreak has been unusually severe, with multiple clusters emerging across the Midwest. Terrible, huh? Anyway, CNN advises you don't yell at your child over not wanting to go to school. Nice. Hey, the backpacks are packed and lunches are ready, but your child may not be. And so don't escalate the morning chaos, and they want to help you. I don't know if I want their help. There's a lot of dating app fatigue, I hear, according to Common Nonsense Network, sending singles offline after endless swiping. I guess swiping means no or yes. Many singles are ditching dating apps for curated experiences like salsa classes and other real-world meetups. I heard somebody else said that IG is the biggest dating app, but I don't know about that. And the reflecting pool fallout, alleged vandalism. And there has been vandalism, I think, but maybe not what caused the bad, you know, the damage, because the damage may have been from like a bad installation. And, you know, there's all kinds of problems with installation or application of these things, of these sealers and things. The Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool became a Fox News obsession, alleges Common Nonsense Network, until the story unraveled. Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's in the DOJ, right? She filed to dismiss charges or whatever. And, motion to dismiss the felony destruction of charges, of property charges against the former Olympian David Hearn, H-E-A-R-N. They concluded the damage originated, according to the AI, from a flawed installation by the project's contractor, Atlantic Industrial Coatings, rather than criminal conduct. Now, there was some shenanigans, minor incidents. And by the way, the surrounding grass near the monument was scorched and marked with giant letters reading 8647, meaning kick out or get rid of or kill even our greatest president, Trump, number 47. He's president 45 and president 47. And so that's evil and other things. But anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which changed your life? Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God? The words of God or the laws of God? Which changed your life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you still can listen as it is happening right in front of your face. I never will forget. Podcast and call the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is a good reminder of how amazing America was at one time. Because it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing. 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 A spiritual battle. And it's inside each individual. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. It's outside of you, inside of others, inside of them, but inside of you. You overcome it within yourself, men and women. And I see the ladies doing all the time now. These ladies that are listening to the show and working on themselves, the bond fellowships and everything, they are changing. And they are so honest now about themselves. And it's mind-blowing. So ladies, you can change. You're not stuck, unless you want to be stuck, in your hell. But you got to forgive, just like men. You got to forgive your mama. And your daddy. And that's what it means to honor your parents. Don't resent your parents. And go live your life. And you shall, not may, not might, you shall be free. Let me go to Lewis out of Arizona. Lewis, you are on the air.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well, great, sir.
Yeah, great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
So, what should we talk about? I have so much to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I guess what I was thinking is, what advice would you give to somebody that did everything wrong completely, and then they just wake up and they're like older, and then they have kids and they have a wife, and they're in that situation and they're starting to wake up. They're starting to wake up and smell the coffee. What do they do? What do you recommend? You got a mother-in-law. She's doing her thing. You got kids. They're now doing their thing. Maybe you married the wrong girl. You didn't realize what you were getting yourself into back then. You thought you did. You thought you knew. You were very naive. And then you wake up 20 years later, and then you hear the dawning. What do you say to that person?
Is that what happened to you?
I would say, yeah.
And number one, don't judge it. Realize that you were asleep and you did not see what you were getting into. We all do that when we're asleep. We get into things because we cannot see. So now that you can see, be glad that
just one thing. Sorry to interrupt you. I just want to say one thing before you go with that. Because, like, what if I did know? What if I actually back then knew that I wasn't supposed to do it? I was aware of it. I was supposed to marry someone else who I wasn't attracted to, was kind of boring and plain in my eyes. But I felt like she would love me, but I knew, and I made a deal. And I was like, no, I explained to God, of course, oh, you know, this is so much better and this makes sense. And blah, 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 blah. Does that make a difference or no?
No, you were still asleep. In a way, I did.
I'll say, though, yeah, I'll definitely say that.
You were asleep. You thought that this one was better than the other one, even though the devil was telling you, no, marry the other one. The devil said, marry this one. And still, because you were asleep, because had you been awake, you would not have chosen either one. It would have happened naturally.
Well,
and then if it happened naturally, you will have a perfect marriage that will last until death do you part, with no effort at all, no nothing. You wouldn't try to make it work 100%. Or anything. So you will sleep even then.
But now that I made my bed and I'm lying in it, what do you do?
How old are your children?
I got a high schooler. I got two high schoolers now. One's going to college. The other one is a middle schooler.
Oh, okay.
Sixth grade.
You stay away from anger, Louis. And just, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah. I've been doing that for a long time. Matter of fact, I try to just basically always stay in that state of, like, grace, I guess you could say, you know, and that, like you said, that awareness and kind of like being present.
Are you doing the silent prayer morning and night?
Every minute that I can stay in the game, I do.
Just do that and don't argue with your wife about anything. You speak up, you tell her you need to drop your anger with her, but don't argue with her.
Right.
And you stay present, and the light will guide you out of this situation that you're in the right way.
Right. Yeah. And just stay still and just kind of keep going. Don't try to do anything basically different.
Right. Just stay present. Be there for your children. And be there for your wife, too, but be honest with her.
Yeah.
But don't fight with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. Don't argue with her.
Well, like you said, but the biggest thing is dealing with the hell in me and that anger that I had towards my mother, the anger that I had towards her, that I still, like, and those mama issues and, like, needing this, thinking you need that or you need this person, that, and, like, just, like, constantly dealing with that has helped, because then it kind of alleviates the desire for fighting. I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Want for nothing, need for nothing, and you'll be fine.
Right. Thank you. That's perfect advice, my brother. Appreciate your ministry. I really enjoy it. I've been kind of just tracking with you along the way. My own journey kind of started making sense to me prior to you. I was into the Pentecostals. I had I was raised Baptist. I was paddled by wooden boards, forced to memorize scriptures. So I've had some taste of religion, but I've always really wanted to know God. I always wanted to know. I tried to heal people. I've traveled around the world, you know, and I've actually seen God spirit, and I've seen faith, and I've seen power when you walk in a vision. I've done it. I've gone around and just seen, had amazing experiences, like first-class tickets, which I just got given. Like, I just set my heart to it. I kind of knew it was the right thing. And then things would happen. And that's why, like, that guy was talking about metalworking, you know, even starting his own business. When you put a vision into place and start to move, it happens. And that's why it's such a robbery for what's happening when you say, like, the codependency that is fostered right now, instead of people realizing that they have the power to do electric or plumbing or whatever it is and just seek kind of love and service. But the success comes, but the noise from the television, the noise from people around you, the warfare, like he said, he was saying, I was listening, you know, it's real. But if you stay in that vision, God's given it to you, and he's giving you like a gift, maybe with your hands or your,
all you got to do is just stay present. And the light, the light would work for you. It would do everything for you. It would change you. It would make opportunity happen. It would just take care of you. It will.
Yeah.
It will. The healing will take place. It will come, and it will heal
you. My body is literally healing from that. I was literally so sick. Migraines. I had migraines for 20 years. I struggled. And like, it's all healing now. Like the stress, I had TMJ like up my, they wanted to do like, oh, the doctors have all these reasons, but it's just anger. It's just frustration. When I married into this family, the darkness that was in their home, you would not believe.
Still,
I mean, it blew my mind. I've never experienced darkness like that. Lewis, the alcoholism, the suicidal stuff, the demonic.
Lewis, does your wife, mother live with you?
No, she lives up the road. They followed me out. I moved from New York. They kind of followed out. And
Did you tell them to stay away from your family?
I mean, if I do that, then I have no one to help me. And I'm by myself with all my kids. And, you know, I have my wife that I depend on. I have my mother-in-law. She kind of helps with the kids and runs and
shuttles. Your wife no help with your children?
No, I mean, I told you I did everything wrong, but my wife has she's practically a doctor, you know, I end up doing a lot of the beta to make up the difference, you know, just being there for my kids. I realizing what I did was hard.
Lewis.
What?
So you married a doctor?
Well, believe me, like I said, I thought I was doing, you know, she's a nurse practitioner for pediatrics, you know, kids.
But if she wouldn't obey you, why have you stayed with her for so long and made other children with her?
You were just saying, you know, well, what do I do? I mean, do I just ditch my family? Like, you know,
I mean, why did you stay with her this long knowing that she's not going to obey you?
I thought I could rectify what I did, but what I did was done. So I just stayed. And I actually thought back then, because I was so in darkness.
All thoughts are lies, Lewis.
I agree with you. And so, like I said, back then, but here I am now, right? So, this is why I say advice.
Right.
You're just saying, chill out. Relax,
now you wake up. You're awake now. Just stay awake and you'll see your way out. Things will be fine.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
It's a dilemma.
Yeah. But it's not a dilemma. Just because, as I said, we all are asleep in the beginning until some wake up. And in that sleep, we make all kind of wrong decisions.
Believe me, where I suffered the most was realizing how many things I did wrong.
Yeah.
Here I am, though. You know, the tree has grown.
But don't judge it. Don't judge yourself. Yeah. Just realize I was asleep. I picked the wrong wife.
If I was smart, I would have done it way, 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 way different.
But don't do it.
Well, I can't take back time. Right. You know, but.
That's right.
Don't, if anything,
just accept what is right now, and then you'll overcome it, all right?
But you think divorce was the, like, I should have just separated immediately?
Well, you didn't back then, so let's not do it now because you have children. Have,
right.
Live moment by moment and have a wait and see.
Got it. Yeah, that's pretty much good advice.
All right, let me know how it goes, Lewis.
All right, brother.
All right,
have a great day.
You too.
See ya.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go to Brian out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Brian, Happy Man's History Month. You're on the air.
What month is this?
I'm sorry?
What is what you say this is?
This is Men History Month, August.
Who made that up?
I'm sorry?
Who made that up?
Who made that out or up?
Yeah, who made that up? You?
Oh, I started that 9 years ago now.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
That's not true.
Who started that?
It wasn't you.
Who was it?
Get it put on the calendar first, then I'll find you out. Look.
What?
Look, I got something.
I just started Men History Month, Louis, 9 years ago. I mean, Brian. Well,
so why you always calling for the white man's world and when you got a YouTube, when you sit up there,
what do you mean
YouTube,
by cooning for the white man?
Because you're cooning, because you're sitting there in front of YouTube and it's a white man creator on this. How come you don't want got a YouTube?
I don't know what you're talking about, channel. Brian.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Brian, calm down.
You know exactly what I'm talking
hold
about.
Hold on, Brian. Hold on. Did you celebrate? Are you talking about White History Month?
Why would I do that?
Did you celebrate White History Month?
Why would I do that?
Did you do it?
Why would I do that?
I'm going to ask you one more time.
Give me a reason why.
Did you celebrate?
Give me a reason why.
Because to show your appreciation to the white man who founded with the help of God and created the greatest country. Don't you want to show your appreciation?
Well, the same white man that beat me down and sprayed me with water? I don't think so.
You say what now?
The same white man that had sprayed me down with water back in the day? I don't think so.
The same white man that
sprayed me down with water and denied me that I couldn't do anything?
Brian, hold on. Your phone's not clear because I have no... Hold on, I'm going to let Derek... Because I don't understand what you're saying. It's real muffled. Derek, get your phone right and I'll come back. Don't hang up. Tyler is a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Tyler, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I've been listening to your show for 8 years, so this is kind of weird calling in the first time.
Amazing. Welcome.
But so anyways, a year ago or 2 years ago, my wife and I, we got married, we moved in, we had a kid, we did everything in the right order. Now we've got our kid, and she just went off the rails, and I don't know how to bring her back in. I don't know how to correct her and all that stuff.
How long have you been married?
We've been married for a little less than a year, like 8 months.
And how many children?
We just have one. We have a 7-month-old. We had him right away.
A boy or a girl?
Boy.
Alpha male.
Yep, boy first.
And you.
But I don't know how to correct her. I need her to, cook and clean. She has days off during the week. I need her to take care of the house because I'm working like 60 hours a week, literally 60 hours a week. I come home and the place is a mess, and she's been home all day.
Does she work?
She does, but she only works like 2 days a week.
But why?
So on her off days.
If you're working so many days and now you have a child with her, why is she working at all?
We just need a little bit more money than what I make.
Why don't you work a second job?
You think that'd be the right move is to work? Because I work Monday, Friday through Friday, so if I work the weekend, do you think that'd be the right move?
Until you don't need to do it anymore, it sounds like you need a little bit more money, but the problem
is... Well, it's just to save for what I have planned for the future. So we were able to save the amount that I want right now with her working. But if she stops working, we wouldn't have as much savings.
And where is the future?
Well, we're in an apartment, so we're able to save a lot right now. But I want to get a property with some acreage and start a little hobby farm. It's a stupid goal, but it's what I want.
Oh, so let me ask. Let's say that. For conversation purposes, that she didn't work. Was she cook and clean then?
No. This is another thing, too, is I don't want her to stay home and not work if she's just, because she'll just watch TV. She has 2 to 3 days off a week and she doesn't clean or cook. And when I get on her, I feel like I'm nagging. But if I don't say anything, then I'm just getting angry. And both of those are wrong.
Right. And why did you marry her?
After we had our kids, some things changed. I just didn't see it. coming. I mean, she used to help around, but now with the child, I think she's just kind of at her limit, or she needs a kick in the butt. I don't know, but she just...
But she's not I at, guess her, she's at limit her limit. If she's not doing anything, she's not cooking, cleaning. What limit is she at?
I don't know. Maybe I'm being too lenient. She basically just sits with them in the living room and all day, and I'll be gone all day. I'm like, you know, couldn't clean the kitchen. Now I got to do it. I got to play wife and husband.
What's your question it's just crazy. For me?
How can I correct her? How can I? What am I supposed to do? I don't know.
Dump
Getting
her.
Angry doesn't work.
Dump her.
Dump her? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You think?
You think you're going to get better?
No.
Why would you want to stay with hell now that you see the real person? Why do you want to stay with that?
I don't give up that easy. I haven't been married for even really
You
a
can't
year.
Make a marriage work. It either works on its own or it doesn't work at all. If you try to make it work, I promise you it's never going to work.
I didn't want to go to that extreme. I mean, it's just the housework. I thought, you know, that's not divorce worthy, is it? I don't know.
You Maybe with a woman is. That's not obeying you, according to you.
I mean, if I correct her or something, she'll say, okay, yeah, I know I'm supposed to. She doesn't, like, fight or anything. She's not, like, going to nag, but then she just doesn't change.
And she's never going to change.
No, probably not.
So why would you want to stay with that?
To my son.
I knew you were going to say that. See, you made a baby.
I know.
You made a baby with a woman that is nothing but trouble, will not obey you. Now you got a child. Now the devil telling you, you got to be there for the child. Can't you take care of your child without her being there?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that then?
I don't know. Do you think that's the right choice?
What's the right choice? That,
it just didn't seem right to me to go right to divorce.
Why not?
You know, I don't know.
Tell me why not.
It seemed like it seemed extreme. I thought maybe there was something I'm not doing, or if I just, I don't know, just maybe I'm not going about it in the right way. I just need to correct her the right way or something. Because what I want is for our family. I'm not trying to correct her just so I don't have to do chores or nothing. So I'm trying to do it the right way, but it's just not getting through. But
you can't, because you want it, you're never going to have it. You shouldn't be wanting for anything, because you will always end up with the wrong thing.
Okay.
Here's what
I guess that answers my question. Dump her. That's crazy. It wasn't even like a thought in my mind to just
Why not?
Divorce over it. It just didn't occur to me. I thought, okay, people go through stuff or whatever, you know, just get a rhythm going, but just how to get it going. Straight up dump her and just go move on. I don't know. That's a lot.
Is it natural or unnatural to have a wife, according to you, that is refusing to do anything around the house? Is that natural or unnatural?
No, that doesn't seem natural.
Is she doing what she want to do or not?
She does what she wants.
Is she obeying
she
you at
TV.
All?
No.
So
not
what's
really.
The purpose of having a wife then?
I guess there isn't one. I don't know. Yeah, not really a reason.
No,
I don't hate her or anything. It's not like I don't like her, but she just needs to, you know, get her butt in gear and do some chores around the house. And didn't think it was a big deal to get divorced over, but I just was wondering about that.
Is it going to get better?
Nah, I don't think so.
And so why would you prolong something that's going to end anyway? Or you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life and your child going to be miserable. Why do you want to prolong that?
To avoid having to deal with starting over or whatever.
Starting over what?
Well, you know, divorce, you got to get a new place to live, all kinds of stuff.
But there's no such thing as starting over.
Well, I guess. I mean, taking a path that's a lot of new stuff. That's crazy. Divorce.
Would you rather get on the right path or you want to stay on this path that leads to destruction?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go to destruction. I don't think anybody does.
Right, but that's the path you're on right now.
Can I try hitting her first? No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm
don't
kidding.
Hit her.
I'm kidding.
That's the last thing you should do.
No. Okay, yeah. I'll take, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do that, but you might be right.
You're going to do what?
I don't think I'm going to get a divorce.
Why not?
At least not now. Maybe if a year drags on like this, but.
How long you been married now?
Got married in December last year.
So almost a year now, almost.
Yeah.
So you think that.
It seems like a weak shot to just only do less than a year and then give up.
Why?
I don't know. Just feels like quitting early.
When you say give up, what do you mean by that?
Just get a divorce over,
give
housework.
Give up what?
On the marriage over some housework.
If the marriage is not already working naturally, what made you think that it's going to work?
Well, I don't think it would ever work perfectly.
Then why be in a marriage that's not going to work perfectly?
Well, I mean, any marriage I don't think would work perfectly.
Because they're not from God.
Something. No?
They're from Satan.
So some marriages do work perfectly?
No.
With no. Okay. So it just seemed like an issue, but it didn't seem like divorce worthy. It's just housework. I just get tired of doing it on my weekends off.
What would happen if you didn't do it?
Oh, my God. We would be living in a pig pen.
Well,
we'd have dishes on the floor.
Well, don't do it and see what happens.
Okay. Just let it all go?
Yeah.
See how bad the house gets?
See how trifling.
I think I know what it would look like because I could just go to her parents' house and see what that looks like.
Her parents' house is a dump?
Her parents' house is a dump.
So why?
Literal dump.
But why do you marry someone that's in a dump? She doesn't know how to do anything but that, be a dumpy. Why do you marry someone you already knew that lives in a dump?
Okay, this was my bad.
Well,
I don't know.
She
I thought
be
maybe
than
I thought
her mother.
I foolishly thought, I guess, that maybe she wasn't going to be that way.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. If she's raised in a dump, lived in that dump, was an adult in that dump, why did you say she was going to be different if you married her?
Okay, you just guided me to realize something. So what? Her mom used to say, well, her mom's husband, yeah, her mom's husband. She would say, oh, he doesn't clean anything, so I just gave up.
See?
That was a lie.
And she's just like her mama.
That was a lie. It wasn't the husband.
Right. It never is.
Because now I'm seeing this, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe it wasn't her dad after all. It was her mom making all the messes.
Yeah, of course. Why did you marry her?
She just had all the qualities I was looking for besides this, I guess. She doesn't nag or anything like that. She's more quiet. She seemed like she'd be a good mom. I don't have the best judgment, apparently, but no, she's a good mom to our son, though.
No, she's not.
But
if she was a good mother to the children, she'd be cleaning the house, buddy.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Did you marry her because she was pregnant?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But she also handles the truth really well. You can tell her pretty much anything and she'll accept it. She won't lash out and find something about you.
If she handled the truth, she would be obeying you and clean your house.
That's the thing. She does accept it. If I tell her, hey, you were here all day, couldn't you have done the dishes so I don't have to?
But is she retarded?
She'll say, I know, I should have done them, and then she'll go,
hold on, Tyler.
Or she'll start working on it.
Tyler, hold on. Can you hold?
Yep, I can hold.
Hold on. The church has a stretch office open on pews.net.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com is coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11, right after the JLP show. And then right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And then, don't forget to hit the like button. Like these videos. Subscribe and all that good stuff. And don't forget the men's forum, guys, this Thursday. First Thursday of the month. All right? And thank you all. Make sure you donate. Help us to keep doing the work. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com or JLPTalk.com. JLPTalk.com or call 800-411-BOND. Let me go back to Tyler out of Minnesota, first-time caller. So, Tyler.
Hello.
So, you have a wife that won't clean or do anything around the house. You have a child with her. When you tell her to clean up, does she get up and do it?
If I'm watching, yeah. It's almost like she needs to be supervised because she'll just do it, and she does it well. I mean, she doesn't do it lazily or anything like that. But it's if I'm not supervising, it's like when she's by herself. You know how kids, if you stop watching them, they start causing problems? That's almost kind of how it is. If someone's not watching her, she won't do anything. Well, yeah. I don't know. Some people maybe just need to be told what to do, and others are better at telling people what to do.
So do you want to live a life with a woman that you got to tell her what to do to clean up all the time?
I mean, not really, but also there's not that many women out there that are like 1950s typical, you know, housewife type stuff. So,
but she's not a typical
there's anything else out there. No. They don't almost don't exist in my generation.
But she's not a typical housewife either, according to you.
Right.
So what do you mean?
I'm just saying I'm not going to go find a different girl who's going to be any, you know, any different.
You shouldn't be looking for that, Tyler. You should look for God.
Yeah.
Only seek God. Don't seek anything else or anyone else. That's why you end up what you got have now, because you were looking for that.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I don't want to take up too much time because I want other callers to be able to call in.
Why you want that?
Because then they get their turn. I don't want to take up a whole bunch of time.
But Tyler, I don't quite. But if you don't change things, you can't blame her for being the way she is because you allowing that to happen. So it's all your fault because you allowing it. You're staying with her, knowing she's trifling. You marry her, knowing she come from a messed up home already. It's your fault, not hers.
I don't want to disagree with you or anything, but I did call in asking what I can do. So I wasn't blaming her. I just need to know what I can do different.
Only thing you can do is work on you. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah. 6 years ago, I forgave my mom and my dad after listening to your show.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the same?
I got less close with my mom over the last 6 years and more close with my dad.
Right on.
But it happened slowly.
Right on.
It's not like an instant thing. For the listeners, it's not like an instant thing, but it's just kind of like a seed. So... my dad and I are much closer now.
Are you doing the silent prayer all the time?
Yep.
What did your father tell you to do about this woman?
My dad likes her. I mean, she has a great personality. She's fun to be around. She's a good mom. She has a lot of traditional qualities. She just doesn't clean. That's literally the only thing.
So what did your father say about her not cleaning?
I hide it. I clean the whole place every time. Anytime he comes over, I always clean the whole place up.
But why don't you not do that, Tyler, and see what happens?
Well, I did that once when my mom came over, and she was very critical of my wife. She was like, you need to get that woman doing some stuff.
Your mother was right about that.
I know. She's like, you need to get her in line. She's not helping or anything? And I was like, no, not really.
You're weak, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Like I said, I don't know what to do because she just listens when I tell her. Don't do anything. Okay.
Leave it like it is and see what happens. And if she's like her mother, it's going to become a pig pen.
Okay.
Why don't you do nothing and see what happens?
All right. I'll do nothing for, I think I could handle it for maybe a week. So I'll do nothing for a week and see what happens.
And don't bitch about it. Don't tell her to clean or not to clean. But don't resent.
I try not to because I feel naggy when I do that. I don't want to be naggy.
Don't resent her, though, but do nothing and see what happens.
Okay. Well, another thing about having a clean house is it affects my ego because I'm like, if people saw the way we live, they would judge me. And then my ego gets all mad, and then I get mad, and then we fight, and it just becomes a nightmare.
Who fight?
So it's like my wife and I will argue because I get mad. And obviously, I shouldn't get mad, right? You know, you say anger is all about defending the ego. But it does. It affects me if people come and see that I'm, you know, living in a pig pen. They're going to think it's me.
But no,
I don't know.
You're just telling me you have a trifling wife that won't clean.
Okay.
Why can't you tell them that?
It's just putting my business out there. It's making a fight
public.
They
already see your business. Your house is dirty.
Is making an ongoing argument with my wife public to friends and family, which I try not to do.
Don't argue with her at all. Just say, hey, my wife won't clean. But don't argue about it. Don't fight about it or anything. And when your father coming over, don't clean up so he can see it.
Oh, I'm going to feel horrible if I do that. Wow. They're going to be looking down on me so far because they're going to think I'm, you know.
Tyler.
I feel like the world thinks the guy is the messy one and the girl is the clean. That's how the world thinks.
Tyler.
So they're going to think it's me.
Tyler.
Yeah?
Why do you think about what others think about you? Why do you do that?
Because I'm 29. I haven't learned yet.
Why don't you stop right now? Never, ever, ever give one thought about what other people are thinking of you, because whatever they're thinking of you, that's on them. And if they're thinking in a negative way about you, they're evil, and you should be glad to see that because you see what you're dealing with. Human beings are evil when they do that. You should be glad to see that so you see your enemies.
Then everyone would be enemies and I'd have no friends.
Yeah, you don't have any anyway.
I guess. Okay, that's a quick response. Okay. Well, I'll let some other callers call in, but
okay,
I appreciate you being honest and everything and giving me your opinion, and I'll just kind of,
So here's what I recommend, but do what you want. For now, don't be telling her what to do at all since she's not doing it, right?
Yeah.
Don't clean up. You just work on yourself. Don't be angry, and don't clean up and see what happens.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
And then don't be worried about where if your father comes over, your mother come over, or whatever, they're going to see the house. They're going to see what a trifling wife you have. And if she doesn't care about that, then you will see the next step to take and the next step and the next step. But as long as you're doing this cleanly, you got this wife sitting there doing nothing, you're going to be frustrated. And it's only going to get worse for you.
So do you think if the mess builds up enough that I'll finally just say, get out of my house?
Won't you have a way to see it, let it happen so you can see.
Okay. I'll do that. I appreciate you taking my call, Jesse, and I love the show.
Because your wife loves it when you're upset about it, when you're telling her what to do and you're mad that she's not doing it. She's getting a thrill from that, and that makes her want to do it even less. Because she's getting a thrill from frustrating you.
Why does she get a thrill from frustrating me?
The same way you get a thrill for being angry.
Oh, that kind of thrill?
Yeah.
That feeling it's, alive or whatever?
Yeah, it make her feel alive.
Hmm. And so if I just don't care and just let it build up and we end up having to DoorDash every night because the kitchen's full of dishes, just keep letting it happen?
Just have a way to see one day at a time and you'll see what to do.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, don't plan what to do. You have to see your way out of the situation. You can't think your way out of it. You can't plan your way out of it. You want to see your way out. That way you don't end up in a situation like this ever again.
Okay.
So stay away from anger. Let the house be dirty. You go and pay the bills and do whatever you're doing and see what happens.
All right. I'll give it a try.
But you got to stop thinking about what others are thinking about your house or you or anything. That's so evil okay. for you to do that.
That's hard to do, but it's all ego.
What's hard to do?
To not care what other people think.
I didn't say not care. I said don't think about it. If you didn't think about it, you would not care about it.
Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why that's so hard to do.
Because you think thoughts are true.
Yeah, sometimes.
You still believe thoughts.
Not a single thought?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't doubt you, but it's just a perspective nobody else seems to put out there.
Are you going to live your life for you or others?
Aren't you supposed to both?
No.
Kind of makes sense for both.
Why?
No?
Why? How can you live for someone else?
Well, you can't live for someone else, but wouldn't you take them into consideration in the things you do?
Why?
I don't know. It's just communal.
What?
Well, I mean, you live around other people. You should think about them, right?
Why?
I guess not. I guess it's better to just live for you.
No, why do you say what you're saying?
To take others into consideration?
Right.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe they should worry about themselves.
But why do you think you need to take others into consideration? Why? Think about others. Why do you think that? Tell me why.
I don't know. It's been impressed into me since I was probably a little kid. To always think about others, you know, blah blah blah.
And so when will you overcome all those lies? It's only making your life difficult.
So that's 100% a lie. You should never worry about another person.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
That's so different from what's like taught to us when we're kids.
And that's why everyone have a difficult life because they've been taught lies about life.
And even as you get older, it's like you see a lot of people are like, you know, you got to worry about others and try not to offend others, which and stuff like that.
As long as you live that way, Tyler, you're going to have the life of the same life that those people that taught you that, because the people that taught you that are miserable.
That's true. A lot of them are.
So then why don't you drop those ideas then?
should you worry about, and this isn't like a gotcha thing, but shouldn't you be considerate of your kid?
That's the only person you need to be considerate about, your child.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he's too young to take care of himself, and he needs the father, and when he becomes an adult, he'll take care of himself. He won't need you anymore.
Okay. That makes sense. But, okay, I'll try it for a week or two. We'll say 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I'll follow your plan, your advice. You think I should go longer than that? I won't be able to open the door. Won't be able to open the door to the house if I wait more than 2 weeks.
Have a way to see. She's not doing it because she know you would do it.
Yeah, that could be it too.
And she know you're gonna be bitching about doing it, so she got a thrill. She get a thrill from all that.
Yeah, sometimes she gets on me if I don't do it, which is funny. But anyways, that's
what?
A different thing. I know.
And do you give her the finger?
You know what? The last time I remember it happening, I probably took the female route. I pointed a bunch of things that she didn't do, and we just ended up arguing. That was a bad thing to do.
Two women together. You just
like I should have just given her the finger. You're right.
Like your mama.
Oh, come on. Not all the time, at least. Sometimes. Maybe sometimes.
You have a lesbian relationship.
Okay.
Because you get mad and she get mad. Two women fighting. But
yeah.
Do you know about the assignment for this week? I mean, this month.
The assignment? No, I don't.
For one whole month, because it's Man History Month, right? The one whole month, don't get angry or argue with anyone about anything.
For one whole month. Okay.
Yeah, don't try to prove anything to anyone. Don't get angry at anyone for any reason. And don't try to prove anything for one whole month.
All right. I'll give that a try. What was the biblical question again?
Which changed your life? The words of God or the laws of God?
I'd probably say the words.
And why the words?
It simplified things that looked complex before I read them.
And how did the words of God change your life?
I don't know. Maybe they haven't. Maybe they haven't. I don't know.
Have they or haven't they?
I'd say no.
So the words of God didn't change your life?
No. They make me feel good for a bit, though.
Feeling good is not a change, buddy.
I know. I'm just saying. They give the illusion for about 10 minutes, and then it's right back to it.
And your answer to the biblical question, which changed your life, the words of God or the laws of God, you say?
I guess the laws. I got to go with the other option.
And how did the laws change your life?
Because they're enforced.
What do you mean?
I don't know, Jesse. I don't know the answer to that. Is there a third option?
Yeah, stay with the silent prayer. Stay away from anger. And don't try to prove anything to anyone. And you will know the answer.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse. I hope you have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Super chats.
Charlesse bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, what are your thoughts on the phrase opposites attract? Is it true, or is this a phrase only women use to justify choosing the wrong person? Thanks.
No, the same attracts. That's why men marry the women that they're like. And women marry men that they're like, because they're both evil, and they're attracted to evil and not to good. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlesse. T. Smith for coffee. Hearts around the smiley.
Thank you, T. Smith. Amazing.
That was on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you, T. Smith.
Chris Jen. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. Where is so-and-so?
Amazing. Thank you.
Been a member for 14 months. Thank you for your support.
Right on. Thank you for yours.
Curly, why is it necessary to know what exactly a spiritual battle is? How can I apply in what I do? What do I do about it? Happy Men's History Month to all of Bond.
Thank you. Who was that?
Curly.
What was the question?
Why is it necessary to know what exactly a spiritual battle is? How can I apply in what do I do about it?
You know about it by becoming aware of the thoughts. And you're going to see that you've been evil and it's been controlling you all your life. Start with that. Forgiveness first. Forgive your mother and your father. Watch those thoughts and you'll see. And it's going to be amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I wish you well.
Thank you, Curly.
And thank you for your support.
Boyd, welcome, new member.
Thank you, Boyd. Amazing.
The Hague Report gifted the cookie. Leave it messy on pilled.net.
Thank you, Hague Report.
Shout out. Tay, the Kingdom Speaker. What a mess. Many exclamation marks.
What a mess. Thank you, Tay.
Joel says, don't be a lesbian, LOL, great caller.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Shouting out the caller just now. Voltaire says, Jesse, when are you going down on so-and-so's show? Or invite him on your show. He's friends with so-and-so, says Voltaire.
Thank you, Voltaire. We'll check it out. Thank you.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
And shout out, guys. Thank you to the regular supporters, monthly supporters on all the different platforms.
Thank y'all. I appreciate the help.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let me go to first-time call out of Canada, Brandon. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandon.
How's it going, man?
All is well.
I just I saw one of your videos the other day saying that July was White History Month, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you, man.
Right on. Yeah, we just celebrated our 9th year of White History Month.
Yeah, as a white male, especially Christian in Canada right now, we're being very demonized, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's happening to white people all over the world, really. Africa, it's happening in Europe, it's now happening in America and Canada. White people are the most hated species on the planet because the rest of the world is jealous of white people.
Yeah, and we're pretty much the only ones that will fight against oppression and,
Yeah, absolutely.
The Civil War, Germany with the Jews. It just doesn't stop there, you know?
Right. I don't know what's going to happen if they run white people away. Y'all all go up to on a planet somewhere. It's going to be over for America, Europe, and everywhere else.
Well, even like that AI, I don't even like using it, but when you put that into AI, it gives you a whole perspective. You put in what happens if all the white men left America or North America, what would happen? And AI's answer is something maybe everyone should read. It'd be chaos. Everything collapsing.
It's
crazy, man.
Look what's happening as white people give up. Everything falling apart when they allow people of color to take over and everything.
Oh, trust me. I see it in Canada. Like me as your neighbor, like I've always grown up to love America. Like that is our brother in arms. That is our brother against the world of hate.
Yep.
But here, man, it's promoted to hate America so much now, and I don't even get it. Like, to me, you know what I do? I take my Superman American shirt and I go wear it around here, eh? Just to show everyone. Because why? Because they think that we invented Superman, right?
Right.
So now it's taking their hero and it's taking now a flag they falsely hate and putting it in their face. And you should see the evil looks I get.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Brandon, but thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, man. But I just had one advice for all your viewers and everyone.
I've seen what a liberal party will do to a country, man. Okay? You guys really have to push back against this whole debt, because the Democrats are the same as the liberals here.
Yeah.
Where they're hating the white Christian male, all that stuff.
Well, the socialists are taking over now.
Yes, yes. But it, here in
which
here
is still
in BC,
a Democrat.
Here in BC, we had a sentence of 170-day house arrest for the rape of a Canadian woman in BC by a liberal judge, so that man didn't get deported. That is where your country is headed if those Democrats win again. You will see men get away with things that are beyond evil, man. They are almost demonic.
Brandon, I got to run because of time. We're going to get cut off in a minute. But I appreciate your call, man.
That's okay. Just always say the armor of God, man. I say it every day.
Right on.
Listen to the words of Isaiah, brother.
Thank you. I am so out of time. Rick out of Virginia. David, a first-time call out of Utah. And the call is in a drop. I'm out of time. If you can, call me back again. Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. Then the American Anchor Baby. Don't forget to make a donation. Go to JLPTalk.com or call 800-411-BOND. It's summertime. Take her through the summer. What the? Take care, folks, and stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.